The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
And gambling and all kinds of other stuff, because that's what we do. And today, we're doing it live at Sam Houston Race Park. So, let's do it. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
It's Friday, gotta get down Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend. Partying, yeah. Fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Road Show, live from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart. Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort, back in studio. And Tyler, who's so cool he doesn't get a nickname, out here with us out at Sam Houston Race Park. If you want to get in today, well, we don't take any calls because we're on the road, but you can text the show at 713-780-3776. You can also get us on Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the Real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Tyler Drew Scott, at Degenerates975. If you want to use Facebook and send a message, Aaron will read it if he likes it. It will make the air. And that's it. No Twitch today. And we're out here at Sam Houston Race Park where they have live racing tonight. They've got live racing tomorrow and Sunday. They have the biggest card of the year with the Racing Festival. So a huge, huge weekend. Also a big handicapping tournament, which I just plopped my money down for. So ready to rock and roll. What's going on, Hoffman?
Sports and stuff. What's going on with you, man?
Not much. Just I'm really excited about the racing this weekend, especially Sunday, where I'm going to win. I'm just
okay.
Telling you right now.
I've got faith in you, my man.
Well, it's funny. It's been pretty cool. There's a lot of guys who I used to do all these tournaments with all the time that I've kind of been running into. And for stuff like this, I'm in that elite category, right? It's like a poker tournament. I'm not, you know, I'm no Helmuth or anybody like that. But something like this, I am. And it's kind of cool. So I'm excited. It's going to be fun. And hopefully win a bunch of money.
Okay.
But, you know, we put a little team together. And we're going to have Chris on.
Is he on your team?
No. My team is Lawyer Dave, Little Dave, and Rogelio.
Okay.
That's my team. So
those guys know anything about horses?
Not really.
Is their job just to tell you you're doing a good job?
Their job is to get drunk with me and let me tell them what we're doing.
Okay.
And it'll be fun. So, yeah. So that's what I'm going to be doing this weekend. I need to have some fun. This week has sucked, man. I got to tell you.
You were in a crap mood yesterday.
I was in a crap mood yesterday. I tried my best not to carry it to on air, but it's just been an awful week. So I'm glad it's almost over. So I'm going to have some fun here. And then this weekend, we're gonna crush some souls.
Well, the day's off to a sour start for me, too. I tweeted a joke, and it made a lot of people mad. And I don't think I can rewind it. So.
Uh-oh. What was the joke? I mean, it's already out there, right?
So it's out there. Yeah. I mean, there's no point in me deleting it because it's been retweeted a whole bunch of times. But did you notice on Twitter today there was a hashtag, Hot Girls for Bernie?
I did not notice that. I honestly, I haven't been on Twitter today, so.
And I don't really, I don't have strong feelings one way or another about Bernie. I mean, there's some things that I think are okay. There's some things that I think are absurd. So he's one of those guys that I just kind of, whatever. But his people are very, very vocal online. It's not unlike Trump's people, honestly. It's just a different.
It's a different bunch of lunatics.
A different look of loony, but they're definitely out there. So I clicked on Hot Girls for Bernie, the hashtag, thinking, Well, let's see some of these hot chicks, you
right,
know, hot
right.
girls.
I'm in. Yeah, I don't care who they're for.
Yeah, so I scroll through about 10 or 15 of them, and I tweeted, listen, I'm sure there are some hot girls for Bernie out there, but after scrolling through about 10 posts under that hashtag, America's gotten super liberal with the usage of the term hot.
Okay, that's funny.
And I mean, it's meant to be lighthearted and funny. I didn't go after anyone personally. I didn't, like, screenshot a picture of one of these not so hot.
Which also would have been very funny.
Right, but that would have been, I feel like that would have been more mean-spirited.
Yeah.
But, of course, some of the burners got a hold of it and made me out to be a really bad person. To which at first I was like, yeah, it's welcome to the internet. This is nobody says nice stuff. And then people were like, well, what about you? Real easy to say coming from an ugly guy. And I'm like, yeah, maybe I am an ugly guy. You know what I'm not doing, though? Taking selfies, posting them on the internet and saying hashtag hot dudes who like pizza and beer. Because that it wouldn't make sense because I'm not a hot dude. So if you're not a hot girl, don't hashtag yourself hot girl. Otherwise, you open yourself up to judgment, and I will judge.
I think all of that's fair.
Yeah.
I'm never going to use hashtag hot dude for whatever.
No.
Because I know better.
Yes.
And I would expect people, well, certainly I'd expect you to.
Oh, you know
but
I
would. But I would expect the people to come after me. So.
And then someone was like, you just don't. You simply don't get it. And I was like, well.
What do you not get?
I mean, maybe you don't. It's a joke on the internet. Maybe you're the one who's not quite getting it. And, of course, like, Bernie supporter on the internet is a strong group. So I've gotten my share of heat for this today.
It's so weird, the things that piss people off. I think I got the most grief during the Super Bowl the year Coldplay was the act.
Yeah.
And somebody tweeted out something that said, Coldplay is just Nickelback with a thesaurus, which I thought was funny. So
right.
I retweeted it. I didn't even come up with it. I just retweeted it. My God, you would have thought I murdered somebody. Like every Coldplay fan in the world, I guess it got on some Coldplay message thing, and they came after me, not the original tweeter. And I was just like, dude, it was a joke. It was funny.
Well,
it's not even that insulting to your stupid band, which, by the way, sucks.
I also tweeted, I guess you heard about the explosion.
Yeah.
What
do you think caused that?
Explosives is my best guess.
I would say, I thought it had to be meth lab, right?
I don't know. I think it could have been.
Because, you know, I don't know. I watch too much TV, and whenever a meth lab blows up, it's pretty bad.
But like someone from ABC 13 posted pictures of like one of the houses where all the windows are busted out and the ceilings fell down and everything. And I was, again, making what's Twitter for? It's to make cheap jokes, right? Isn't that all Twitter's supposed to be for?
No, not at all. Twitter is supposed to be
serious business, right?
Indignant about everything. You're supposed to attack everybody who even remotely disagrees with you. Yeah, that's what Twitter's for.
One of the pictures was of a living room where a giant, like a tube television, one of those TVs that's like as deep as it is wide, had fallen over. And I quote tweeted it, I'm supposed to believe in 2020 someone has this big ass TV. Like, no one has these TVs anymore. My grandmother lives in a nursing home. She's got a flat screen. I'm not buying it. And now it's my white privilege, and maybe if I knew what it was like to live under the poverty line, and now it's like I'm being guilted for making a joke about someone having an old television. Twitter's the worst today, I'm telling you now.
See,
so today is it's a bad start for me, bro.
Well, I'm going to give you a little advice here. Save the jokes for on air, because Twitter people don't get it, clearly.
Yes, yeah.
And you know what? The Blitzers get it. They may not like them. They may think the same things, but they'll be like, oh, they've said a lot worse than that.
Yeah.
I mean, They've made fun of dead people a lot sooner than that. I mean, it's, you know, the Blitzers get it.
Okay.
Twitter does not, because the problem with Twitter, and this is why I rarely tweet out anything other than, hey, today on Sports Map, or, you know, or I'll retweet something for somebody. But I don't do a lot of jokes on there anymore.
Because you can't tell the sarcasm?
Nobody gets sarcasm, and it winds up, you don't know who it gets retweeted to.
That's so, true also.
Yeah, so if I make a Bernie joke, it's going to go to the Bernie people, and then I'm going to have all of them on my ass. And I ain't got time for that.
Yeah.
So, you know what? I think
say suck at all of them.
I think it was funny. If they don't like it, yeah.
Hey, man.
Two words for you.
That.
Exactly. Okay. 713 says, hashtag hot aliens for Falcon. Now, that I would participate in, because that it doesn't imply I'm hot. It implies the aliens are hot.
Right.
I'm totally for that. But, you know, they haven't.
There were some aliens on this Bernie thread, I'm telling you now.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
There was some bad stuff.
Yeah, I.
But again, that doesn't make me necessarily. It doesn't make me handsome. That's not the purpose of this.
Well, when did it become where we had to be handsome to talk about how other people look? Isn't that more offensive?
That's what I don't get. Yeah.
I don't get that. This is America. You're allowed to have an opinion, and if somebody's going to call themselves hot and they're really not, are you supposed to let that go?
I don't know.
I guess you are.
Yeah, I guess.
Or at least on Twitter. So, people are talking about some things we said yesterday. So at least you didn't tweet that. That's probably fair. Like your how you described Eli Manning's looks. That probably
people didn't like that.
That probably would not have gone over well on Twitter. Somebody says it was a propane tank that caused the explosion. That's a
was it a gigantic propane tank?
I don't know. You know, that's just, I'm just going by what the people are telling me.
Damn.
So, 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. You know what? I think, I'm just going to throw something out there that will help you with your Twitter followers. I think every day you should find a different group to piss off and tweet something out. That's, innocuous
joke.
That's
pretty easy.
I know. You can get a Trump fan on Monday. You can get Bernie fan on Tuesday. You can get Elizabeth Warren on Wednesday. Do we care about anybody else?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, so there you go. And then you can tweet about Coldplay.
Yeah.
Because that will – that's
one thing I never tweet about is Coldplay. I take that very seriously.
Yeah. Well, apparently so do – people get like that about their bands too. Like, like, if I were to tweet out Bruce Springsteen is overrated, which
right.
I believe, the world would come after me. All these old Springsteen people. How dare you say that? And you know what? I'll throw this out there. I heard a version of I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For where Bono was singing it with Bruce Springsteen. Bruce Springsteen ruined the song. It was an awful rendition.
All right.
Because he basically just was repeating the lyrics after Bono. And at some point, you just want to – that's it. He ruins everything. So if I tweet that out, though, people will want me dead, which they already do. But they're patient. They'll get their wish. 713-780-3 – somebody says propylene, not propane. Okay. So
– is that more or less explosive than propane?
I don't – it's all I know is pretty damn explosive. So somebody says Biden on Thursday and LGBT on Friday. That's not a bad idea. So, yeah, somebody says explosion reminds me of Pinkman blowing up the welding shop in El Camino. See, that's where I get all my knowledge about explosions is from every Breaking Bad stuff, pretty much.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
On the other side of the break, we can discuss the newest Astros manager candidate.
Yeah.
And why Astro fan doesn't like the idea of it, which is incredibly hypocritical,
well,
if you ask me.
An Astro fan gave me some bleep last night over another candidate that's already interviewed. So we'll talk about both of those when we come back because it's two different ones. Astro, that's another one. Let's just piss off Astro fan.
Okay.
I'm down with that. All right. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow live from Sam Houston Race Park. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. And just real quick plug here, but Lawyer Dave's already had one person whose home was destroyed by the explosion call him today. So if you've been affected by that and you need a lawyer, call my man Lawyer Dave. He can do that. That's what he does.
So, digging through Astros Twitter a bit today, Astro fan is none too happy about the Astros reaching out to interview Brad Ausmus. And it's not because Brad Ausmus didn't do a great job with the Tigers and didn't do really that great of a job with the Angels. Astro fan is upset because last year Brad Ausmus called the Astros a dirty team.
You're just a turd.
It turns out Brad Ausmus was right. The Astros were a dirty team. So like you are mad at Brad Ausmus for? I mean, that's like saying the Astros wear orange and blue uniforms. It's true. It's a fact. You can't be that mad about it. So if I, and I'm not saying Brad Ausmus is like the best candidate.
No, I honestly think there's probably three or four better candidates, but
saying there's no way this team will follow him after he called them dirty. Well, they were dirty. That's like, so who's...
Yeah, and they ratted each other out.
That's a lot of hypocrisy there.
Yeah. Come on, you can't... Well, I guess you can because it's Twitter, AJ.
Yes.
But, I mean, if that turns out to be the best guy, I hate to break it to you, Astros Twitter, but the players don't really do what you think they do. They're not going to not follow the guy because he called him dirty. You might not. I had one... lied into me because saying I like Jeff Bannister for the job, which I've said all along, I'm biased.
All right.
And, he was a Rangers manager. You can't hire him. What? What? Astros Twitter is the worst. It's not even close anymore. I mean, Rockets Twitter is still bad. I think Texans Twitter's just quit, which I don't blame them. I mean, there's nothing to say on Texans Twitter anymore. But, Astros Twitter, you're the worst. So that's the reason he doesn't get the job, huh?
That's why.
Interesting.
There was a list on MLB Network of potential Astros managers. Dusty Baker, Jeff Bannister, your boy, Joe Espada. John Gibbons, Raul Ibanez, Buck Showalter, and Will Venable on the list.
My choices of those, well... It wouldn't be Dusty Baker, that's for sure.
No.
I would say Bannister or Espada, who's already been there. So that would be, if I were picking one, probably.
I wonder, it's kind of the trend lately to hire these former players.
Yeah.
And Raul Ibanez is interesting to me because, you get, especially with this particular crew, a young Latin guy. Maybe does some wonders. I don't know.
And really what you need is someone who will follow the analytics use everything that the team uses. And I don't know that a Dusty Baker is going to do that or that he wants to do that.
Yeah.
And what is he, 150?
Something like that.
And somebody says, just let the players manage themselves. You'll save on the payroll. What can go wrong? I think you've got enough veteran players on there. You could do something like that, but nobody. I don't think there's any team that has the balls to try that. So
looking at Brad Ausmus's managerial record.
Yeah.
It ain't great. From 2014 to 2017 with the Tigers, 314 and 332. 2019 with the Angels, 72 and 90. So, I mean, he's essentially a lifetime loser. He's 386 and 422 overall. Not great. 478 winning percentage.
Yeah, somebody brings up a good point. Lest we forget, A.J. Hinch was a crappy manager with Arizona. Managers hardly matter. I think it all comes down to how good your team is. To me, it's about the players. So would Brad Ausmus come here and have the same record he did with the Angels? No. J-Rap, Texans Twitter is just copy and pasting from previous years at this point.
That's actually pretty accurate.
Yeah, that's
the same thing.
That's 100% accurate. So, yeah. Brother Bear wants to know who's worse, sports Twitter, politics Twitter, I told you so guy, or cricket phone guy? I would throw a few others into that list. The nobody cares guy, which means you don't care. And usually it's about a topic that everybody else is into. Nobody cares about that. Nope, you don't care. You don't get to speak for everybody else. I call BS guy. I'll throw him in there.
Okay. That's a good one.
That's another one. Guy who just, well, mostly this is text line guy, but guy who just will text the opposite of whatever you say and call you an idiot every single time, which is pretty common.
Yeah.
But, oh, I mean, political Twitter is worse than sports Twitter. I don't think there's any doubt.
I agree. It gets a little uglier.
Yeah. So, isn't that who Fred liked in Vegas? A young Latin guy. No, that was Dallas, okay?
And that was Dallas.
And I don't think he was that young, as I recall.
Younger than you.
Well, yeah, but everybody's younger than me. I mean, if you're not going to go younger, what the hell are you doing?
That's true.
I mean, saying if you're going to get in trouble, it needs to be somebody younger.
That's true.
That's all.
Fair.
So who do you like? If I make you Jim Crane for a day, who do you pick?
Of those of the names that we've discussed, I mean, to me, Joe Espada makes sense just because he's a guy who's been. But you also may want to move away from that culture. So, I can say with certainty I wouldn't choose Dusty Baker.
Yeah.
I don't think I want Buck Showalter. I mean,
no. John Gibbons wouldn't be awful.
He wouldn't be awful, but I mean. With some of these other names, with like Will Venable and Raul Ibanez, and I guess Joe Espada too, you're playing upside. You don't know what you got. Maybe they can manage and give them a shot.
All right,
but you also have a team that you want to win now,
right? So you don't want to mess around too much, but
you definitely don't want someone going in there and like, you know, trying to change massive things about this team because they've been pretty good.
Yeah, and I think obviously that's going to be part of the interview process, right? Because if you say, what are you going to do different? It's like, well, I'm going to do this, 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 and this. And be like, okay. All I would say is I'm not going to cheat. Other than that,
yeah.
Why mess with it, right? Braddock says name your sources guy is the worst. That's a bad one, too. All right. Quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 live from Sam Houston Race Park. Come on out. Live racing tonight. Live racing tomorrow. Big day on Sunday. We'll talk about that with Chris Griffin at some point today. It is the Blitz. We'll be right back. Your body talks. Your body talks.
Your body talks. I hear this. You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, live here at Sam Houston Race Park. We're joining us now, good friend of the show. Follow him on Twitter at InTheGrandstand, Chris Griffin, who, first off, well, he's a track announcer out here and does a lot of other marketing guru, genius, whatever. congratulations on the Houston Marathon. That's quite the accomplishment,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah. My wife, dropped out is a bad word to use, but she was training for a couple of them, and she would get to that point, and she would say, you know what, I don't think I'm ready for it, and she'd go back to doing the half marathon. And I told her, look, you can do this, and I'll do this with you, in order to make sure she did the whole thing. So we stuck with it. We got through the training, and we got it done. I made it just before they started closing the course, so it was good. When I saw my time and heard what time the truck would pick people up, I was...
believe me, I've been the guy in front of that truck before, not in a marathon, but
the crowd started
to
dissipate at the end,
yeah.
And it started to get slower and slower. I said, oh boy, this is a bit of a concern, but it's tough. I will say that it was so well done, though. I mean, just the energy of the crowd and the water stations and how they did it. The weather was perfect, so it was good. Hopefully we have the same conditions on Sunday for some good racing.
Yeah, it looks like the weather's going to cooperate, because I've been telling people all week that the racing here on Sunday will be the best card in the country, period.
Yep.
Not better than Santa Anita, Gulfstream, any of those places. Just a fantastic card. What's some of your favorites in here?
Yeah, the Texas Turf Mile is just fantastic. I mean, when you're talking about a restricted three-year-old race that is on the turf, going a mile, and you start talking about three-year-olds, we're not saying we're derby dreaming or anything right away, but you just never know. A horse could just go on that grass course and just go ahead and get it done and do it impressively, and you never know. Maybe they move on to the next state competition and then try the dirt. That's an exciting race that I think has a really bright future. And, again, that's on Sunday. That's going to be the Texas Turf Mile. It's not graded, but we got the John B. Connolly Turf Cup, which is another big-time race at a mile and a half on the grass. And then the Ladies Classic, you know, Midnight Bisou just crowned older female dirt horse of the year. She came here last year, and she was odds on, you know, what, 1-5 to get the job done last year. We got a field of 6 this year, but from a competition level, I mean, you talk about field size and the quality of the field, this is, in my opinion, higher than a grade 3. I mean, there's some serious names in here. When you've got Serengeti Empress, when you've got Street Band, when you've got horses that have won grade 1s, it's exciting for that race. We're excited for the racing. There's a lot of things going on, a lot of things that I'm a part of, and I'm excited about it, and I'm excited where Houston's going, and we just hope that everybody comes on out, man. We'll be opening those gates and letting people in. First post time of 120. We got that 10K giveaway, so there's some free money to come get if you're just coming as a fan and just want to throw down a couple bucks, and we're excited about it. So we're looking forward to 10 races and good weather and good people.
Yeah, there's going to be, you guys are giving away 10,000 to one fan.
Yep.
The admission is
free.
Free.
Yep.
So Sunday's a perfect day to come out. There's no football. You're not going to watch the damn Pro Bowl. So come on out and hang out. And there's also a big handicapping contest. We're going to have Trey on to talk about that in a little bit, which I'm looking forward to. I just plopped down my 1,000. So ready
good.
To go.
$1,000 bankroll, no entry fee. And some people say, well, you know, $1,000, you know, you're paying an entry fee. It's not when you kind of take a look at the rules, and we were just talking about it and looking at the contest, it's just action. I mean, it's a lot of live action, a lot of players coming from across the country, a lot of people that have won entries into this tournament. You can win a seat into the NHC 2020 or 2021, and that's another great plus. And we just got to execute now. You know, I mean, we've got everything in place, and we've got the horsemen here, and everybody's just great. If you look at the list of jockeys that are flying in, it's just fantastic as far as the list. You know, we had Mike Smith in last year, and we did a jockeys meet and greet, and we're putting one together as well for Sunday. So if folks do come out, look for that around 11 o'clock. That'll be on Sunday, and I think I'm okay to talk about that, where we'll have some of our local jockeys and some of the jockeys that are coming in town to raise some money for some of the charities the jockeys care about, and then also sign some autographs and meet the fans a little bit. That'll be from 11 to 12. So we're putting a lot of things together. We're excited about it. You look at the list of names when you're talking about Santana, Flavin and Pratt is coming in, Tyler Gaffleone. I mean, these are big names, and these are people that you see on the biggest of stages. So we're excited about it, and they're coming to Houston, Texas. No better place to be.
One guy that I'm excited to see back here is Corey Lannery, who
yep.
early in his career raced here. In fact, we used to play basketball in the backstretch.
Did you really?
He was terrible, but fantastic jockey. And so good to see him back here. He's had a lot of success since he left. And then from a trainer perspective, Michael Maker all he does is win the Connolly, and he's got some real live horses in there too.
Yeah, he's come here and he's come to win, and he's won it plenty of times before, obviously, and he's got quite a few in here. I think it's a bit more wide open than we have seen. You do get some of these runners, you know. I think Broberg has taken a shot with a horse like Yowzer in that spot, you know, and I think taking a look at some of the horses like Sleepy Eyes Todd. We talked to David Cabrera about that horse, and the horse is running well on dirt, and so they're trying the dirt, the turf now, outside post. But this horse at 6-1. You know, that ran in the Oklahoma Derby and is kind of coming into a different spot. They're trying the grass going a mile and a half. Sometimes these horses that are just trying something new.
And he seems to be bred for it.
He seems to be bred for it. Bema's Boy, you know, Gaffalione and Maker aren't teaming up with a horse that they're bringing in here for this Grade 3 event just to kind of run around the John B. Connolly Turf Course and take a tour of Houston. So there's just a lot of good competitive runners in there. The morning line kind of tells you that it's a competitive race, and we hope for a lot of great racing action outside of the six horse field in the Houston Ladies Classic. I mean, you're surrounded by 12, so the wagering opportunities are immense. Your pick fives, your pick fours, we're talking massive payouts across the board. Ronnie Cravens is the one guy, if you're following action this weekend, he has been
he's on fire.
Yeah. And they're not 3-5 shots either. 7-1s, 10-1s, 45-1 that triggered a $2,100 double and a $3,700 pick three. So we've got some big numbers, and that's what players, gamblers, that's what everybody that they like to see. They want to see those payouts and the values here, and we'll get it rolling. Big weekend ahead.
Spoiler alert, I like Bema's Boy quite a bit in in the Connolly. So for the people who – you'll get the tip sheet on Sunday.
And then the typical question, you know, do you think you'll get 6-1? Are you going to be running to the windows there at 6-1?
At 6-1 I will. But I think that's the number. And if it gets lower than that, we'll see.
Okay.
But hopefully I'll be in a good spot in that contest so that everybody knows that'll be one of the ones I'll be playing.
I think you'll definitely kind of know and be able to track where everybody's kind of sitting in the tournament. It starts to get real exciting as you get in the late stages.
Yeah, I've talked about this before. It's very similar to a poker tournament. You're just playing your stack at a certain point, and that's where odds are more important than horses.
Sure.
But anyway, Chris, appreciate the time as always.
I appreciate you guys. You guys are great to be partnered with, and it's great to have you, and hope we're doing you right, and hope the people that come out this weekend. Great stuff.
I hope they do, because it's going to be a fun card, and I know I'm bringing a bunch of people. So
$10,000 giveaway alone, just for showing up. All you got to do is sign up, and you have a chance at $10,000. It's pretty cool.
Okay, am I eligible for that?
We've got to check the rules.
Just kind of curious.
Throw your name in, and then we figure it out later.
Because if I win that, we go in Sizzler.
I don't know. We'd have to take a look.
I'm guessing no, but.
No. Just win the tournament. You'll win
$10,000.
Yeah, that's the plan. The hard way.
Yeah. Make me work for it. Fine.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you. Sure, we'll see you this weekend.
Thanks for coming on. All right. 713-780-ESPN if you wish to text the show. And I see you're still getting into it with Twitter guys now.
Am I?
Kind of.
Who?
White Dolomite says, after looking at the Hot for Bernie tag some more, I believe the gist was supposed to be that voting for Bernie makes the girl hot. Can't say I concur with that assessment, but they gave it the old college try.
Yeah. I mean, that might be it. I don't know. it didn't work for me, that's all.
Well,
so maybe somebody thinks those Bernie Sanders chicks are hot. Like, there's someone.
Well, maybe I'll look.
There's someone for everyone.
Maybe I'll look, and maybe I'll disagree with you.
Okay.
Probably not.
You might. You and I have very different tastes in women.
Do we?
Yeah.
Okay. I think we quibble over hot women, though.
I mean, you like bald women.
That is true. That is true.
Which, you know what? You might find some on that.
But they have to be bald and hot.
Okay. Well, we'll see
what
you think.
They can't just be bald.
We'll see what you think.
You can't just go shave your head and, you know, you're a 4. It's not going to make you an 8 for me. It's just going to make you a 4.
Okay.
All right. Somebody said, I'm a little confused the whole social media thing. I'm 38, have no social media. However, people are posting their opinions about being hot. How can they undermine someone else's opinions? It's the whole point of social media, oversensitive society. Well, I mean, that's the thing. It's opinions, right? But
the whole purpose of the hot girls for Bernie thing was to get attention for Bernie Sanders. And, I mean, I don't know how many followers I have, but, like, I gave it some attention, and they're still mad at me. It's just not the kind of attention they wanted, I guess. 17,000 followers. I tweeted out a joke to, and they saw the hashtag hot girls for Bernie. So, I mean, I feel like I did them a favor. And what do? They spit in my face.
JF 288.
Spit in my face.
JF288 points out that after your political Twitter purge, Fred, you're following 666 people.
Is that true?
Anything to tell us? I read into that what you like. I don't know. That sounds about right. I was going to do another one this weekend and get rid of another 100.
Okay.
So that's the goal. But I kind of like that number. Makes people question stuff. All right. Quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Sam Houston Race Park. Live racing tonight starts at 6:45. Live racing tomorrow night, and then the big card on Sunday that we just talked to Chris Griffin about. Somebody said, I see a lot of shows and movies where people said we're going Sizzler. When I went out to California, I saw Sizzlers and convinced my family to go. Worst food ever. Yeah, I would never go to Sizzler. That's a reference from White Man Can't Jump, where he's chanting over and over again, we go in Sizzler, because they were going to win. So I always think that's funnier than me saying, hey, we're going to go take shots of Pappy, which is what we would do,
right,
if we won something like that. So
I don't think they keep Pappy at the Circle Bar.
No, they do have, I'll tell you what, they do have single barrel from Whitmire's up there.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Yeah, so that's what we would do if I win. We'll be having that. So
let's face it, you'll be having that if you lose.
Probably.
Right.
But
you'll enjoy it more if you win.
There will be a celebration if we do well in this thing.
All right.
So that will involve all of my usual gambling buddies. Which you guys count. When we go to Vegas, we're kind of all on the same team.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, you know my motto, Freddie wins, everybody wins. At least that's the plan. We'll see how it goes. 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. I don't know if I should read that one or not. It's funny, though. Political Twitter. Congratulations. I think the worst I ever got politically was on Facebook when we took the photo with Jesse Jackson.
Oh, yes.
Remember that?
Oh, yes.
And that's where I had to purge a bunch of people. That's where I had to take my page from being public.
Yeah.
Because most of the people commenting I wasn't even friends with. It's like, well, that's none of your
business. People lost their mind about that.
Yeah, it's like none of your damn business. And you know what? I don't talk politics on Facebook.
I just thought it was funny.
I thought it was a funny shot. And you know what? Regardless of what you think, it was a cool guy to interview. Like,
I don't remember who it was that thought that from 610, but somebody thought he was Al Sharpton. And
oh, that was Rich Lord.
Was it Rich Lord talking about his nephew playing for the Texans? I was like, oh, it's so great. It's so great that Rich Lord thinks all black guys look alike.
They all look like Al Sharpton if they're old, apparently. Oh, yeah, that's but that was one of those. I mean, I'm not going to excuse the guy because you know how it is, Super Bowl, they just keep running people in there, and if you don't really know them, if you're not paying attention, you can do something stupid. Not that stupid,
right?
But it can definitely happen.
Did you obviously this is a reliable source, but did you hear what Scott Boras had to say about the cheating accusations against the Astros?
I did not.
He says there's nothing to any form of electronic dynamic. The commissioner's office studied it. Everyone knows it. He said the rumors are nothing more than suspicion. No one in the game has ever contended that anyone is doing such a thing, and that's just innuendo and suspicion. So, shocker, a guy who gets a percentage of Jose Altuve's money says that he never cheated.
Yeah, that's one of those non-denial denials.
Right.
Because he's trying to say they didn't use buzzers.
Yeah.
And which I don't believe they did. We talked about that before. And
it wouldn't shock me if they did.
No.
But I've never heard anything to confirm it, certainly.
But that doesn't mean they weren't using technology.
Right.
And I do believe that if all these guys came clean about everything and didn't cop to that, then they didn't do it.
Yeah.
I mean, and why? I mean, at this point, you've got full immunity. You're going to tell them everything you did. What difference would that make? I mean, you're still a cheater. There's no way around it. So.
So did you click the hashtag during the break?
I did not, no. I don't.
You got to fulfill the radio tease.
I know. I will, though. Did you see one of the guys who I think is becoming Max Kellerman / Stephen A. / Skip Bayless is Mike Florio. Did you see what this idiot said this time?
I saw him saying that somebody needs to take a late shot at Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. You do? Because, all right, well, we'll listen to the audio. First off, this guy's show is the worst on TV. I used to think it was Good Morning Football. Have you ever watched
his show? I don't watch it.
I flip through sometimes in the morning when there's nothing on. And it's basically his big-ass head. And
sounds about right.
Usually Chris Sims or somebody else. And the other guy's on like a 7-second delay. So like he'll ask a question, and then you get the nod, like ESPN does all the time, and then he comments. And it's just awful stuff. And it's one of those that I'll watch it for a couple minutes just for the humor value.
Yeah.
But here's what he said.
You know what? At a certain level, I think that and I want to be careful here because I'm not suggesting that they try to knock him out of the game. That's not what I'm saying. But at a certain point, you trade the risk of 15 yards if you can send a message. And football is still a physical, violent game. If you can hit him, even if it's close to the sideline, even if he's maybe started into a slide, when the championship is riding on it, I think it's a different analysis. And, yeah, we may give up 15 yards or half the distance to the goal line. I mean, that's the thing, Peter. If somebody had blown up Patrick Mahomes inside the 5, okay, it goes from the 4 to the 2. Right. Big deal. So, again, I'm not saying that that should be part of the deliberate effort, but the Super Bowl is riding on it. And if this guy's going to think that he can just run through the defense without any physical consequence, they need to dispel him of that notion the first time he tries.
Again, I'm not saying that you should knock him out of the game, but knock him out of the game.
But yeah, if you get a shot, if you have a chance to take a cheap shot and it only costs you a couple yards instead of a full 15, why not? Yeah, that's not a great look.
Didn't the Saints go through a whole?
That's like, well, if you've got a chance, yeah. The Saints got coaches fired and suspended for this.
Yeah,
that's like saying, well, if George Kittle's having too much success, maybe someone just goes at his knees late after a play. I mean, what are we doing here?
Well, the Super Bowl's riding on it.
The Super Bowl's riding on it.
So therefore, yeah,
there's no rules.
Wow. All I can say is, wow, what an idiot.
He's a dum-dum.
And
then there were people who were like, well, he's not wrong. Well, okay. My guess is those are 49ers fans saying he's not wrong, first of all.
Of course they are. Or Texans fans or Titans fans or somebody who beat along the way.
If you want to win the Super Bowl, just be a better football team. How about that?
Yeah. Hey, if he's running the ball in the middle of the field and you can hit him, hit him. I mean, you do that to anybody.
Yes.
Running back, wide receiver. But – to imply, oh, well, he's starting to slide.
Right. Let's he's going out of bounds.
Let's risk the 15 yards. That's not the same thing.
No.
And I don't think anybody would bat an eyelash. And, of course, he wouldn't get any run at all if he just said, yeah, if he's got the ball and he's going to run and you get an opportunity to hit him, you do it.
Right.
I mean, that's, you know, that I'll defend. But basically saying, nope, let's do a late hit or let's do a cheap shot, try to hurt him. I just don't. I don't know about you, but if I'm, you know, yeah, I want to win a Super Bowl, but I want to beat their best.
Yeah,
and I want to beat the guy, and I want to intercept him, and I want to sack him. I don't want to just knock him out so that, oh, maybe I can win, and, you know, I don't know what the hell Florio's thinking, but that's another reason not to watch his stupid head on TV.
All right, guys, listen. If you own your home, you need to listen up and grab your smartphone because our friends over at TGS Insurance, they're trying to save you money. And they want to save you money without having to put you through the hassle of dealing with an insurance agent. Nobody wants to do that. But if you own a home, you can be saving money with TGS Insurance. And it's so simple. They've got a system that it'll get you hooked up in 15 seconds. Grab your phone, text the word money to 232323. They'll ask for your address. Reply back with that. They'll send you a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. This company, these savings, they are legit. The online rating's nearly perfect, and the average customer from 2019 saved over $870 on home insurance. That could be you saving $870. Who doesn't want an extra $870? You all want it. You don't need to wait for your renewal. They're going to take care of all the back end, all the hassle, all the paperwork, so you don't have to. You just sit back, free your mind, and fatten your wallet. One more time, text MONEY to 232323. Get your home insurance quote. Start saving today.